So yeah, the general consensus is this. By all the born again believers, and before I say this, you must be born again. You must be born again. You must be born again. It's not of works. It's not your works. It's faith alone and Jesus alone. You must be born again. You must be born from above. You must be born by the Spirit. You must be born by the Spirit. The rebirth, reborn. The flesh birth, the natural birth is the flesh. Water and blood. The natural birth, you might call it water baptism if you want to, because come through the water. But the spiritual birth is spirit baptism. The only reason a believer does water baptism is it only shows the world. It only is a witness to the world. Water baptism is just a witness. The true born again is by the Spirit. You must be born again. The baptism is a sign. That's all. It's a sign. So a person gets saved and then they go a few years and they finally get baptized. Why would they get baptized? Because they know that they're different. They know they want to identify down here with Christ. They know they have a mission. They have a calling to give out the good news. They might not be preachers. They might not be teachers. They might not. They just might just be going about their business and go to church and go home and tell people when they get the opportunity. But they get baptized to tell everybody at that church that I believe in Jesus. It's documented. I'm not saying at all. Some people misinterpret. You got to be baptized to be saved. No, you don't have to be baptized by water. You got to be baptized by the Spirit, born again. Now, I will say this. After you get baptized, your eyes open up more, and I think the reason is because it's an act of obedience towards being a testimony down here and identifying with above and not below. The more obedient, the more your eyes are opened, you know. Spiritual baptism. Anyway, the general consensus is the unsaved, they might be religious. They might have got baptized as a child. Don't mean they're saved. A lot of people get baptized as a child, but they think they're saved, and they're not. But here's the general consensus, that the unsaved have to persecute the saved because they're of their daddy, the devil. They can't see their sin. They cannot admit sin. They project their sin on the others. They don't want responsibility. They want to blame everybody else for their mistakes. They can't take responsibility. It's everybody else's fault. They're like little children. They're in the flesh. And it's all about me, 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 selfish. They can talk a big talk. They can be religious. You might even marry one of them. They're religious but lost. And if one of them ever tells you, and you're married to one, says, I've never been a sinner. I believe when I was 5 years old, I was never a sinner. That tells you right there you're married to a religious but lost person who never got born again. I was never a sinner because Jesus didn't come to call the righteous but sinners. And if somebody says, I've never been a sinner, that's a self-righteous Pharisee to the hilt. And if they've been that way since a child, 5 years old, and they've heard the gospel all their life, and they're 35, 30 years old, 40 years old, the chances of them changing is really close to zero. But God, with God, all things are possible. But I wouldn't count on it, because the ones I've seen, they're religious but lost. They're not born from above. They have no spiritual unction from above. It's all fleshly, earthly, temporal. And they're like people pleasers. And the way their religion is like how to win friends and influence people, you know. Religious but lost. Religious but lost. Religious but lost. You talk about sad. It's the saddest thing. Especially if you married one of them. It's really sad. And everybody at church thinks that that person's okay, but you know they're lost. they just know the terminology. They've been in it their whole life, so they know how to act and their body language, and they know the terminology, but they never got saved. If somebody says, I've never been a sinner, how can they be saved? Jesus didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. There's none good, no, not one, for all have fallen short. You see? They can't admit sin because it would destroy them. They would have to die to their self, pride, ego, whatever you want to call it. So the general consensus is the unsaved have to persecute the saved because that's just their daddy. They're spiritual copies of the devil, their daddy. And they're nothing but liars and deceivers and harassers and persecutors and game players.